Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, in the world that we are living, there are a number of questions which have arisen vis-a-vis the economic directives of Islam. And since there are a number of things which have sprung up in these years, the question has always arisen that whether there is any legitimacy of such things or not. And so, therefore, the questions are asked regarding a number of issues which have arisen in this regard. One such issue is the institution of insurance. Now, the question which has arisen in this regard is that is insurance a legitimate thing? Does Islam allow insurance? Now, if we examine this question, we have to first and all see what the whole institution of insurance is about. We know that insurance is something which is a basis of self-help, of mutual help. People pool in money, and when a person is afflicted with some loss, some kind of loss, then the money which is pooled in is generally spent on his needs or on what the loss has been incurred. So therefore, in its origin, in its nature, in its spirit, it is something which is very worthwhile. It cannot be objected to. However, there are certain objections which have arisen, and people present them as a case against insurance. And in this talk, I'll try to analyze some of these major objections and see if they carry weight or not. Now, first of all, it is said that in most insurance policies in which the installment given, of course, we buy an insurance policy on installments. So therefore, if the money which is returned as a result is greater than the installment that one has paid, people say that this is interest in its nature, and so therefore it cannot be accepted. And such insurance policies must not be benefited from because they amount to interest. Now, if we examine this objection, we come to realize that it has no weight, simply because interest deals are always based on loans. We know that when we give an installment, we are not giving a loan at all. For had it been a loan, we would have been returned that loan at some point of time. We know that we have never returned that loan. So therefore, this is not a case of borrowed money at all. And the issue of interest accruing does not arise on it. What we do is that we pool in money, and whenever there is a loss, that pool is actually responsible or instrumental in providing someone who is afflicted with compensating that loss. So therefore, it cannot be said that it is an interest deal which is one is benefiting from. Another objection which is often arisen, which are often posed on insurance is that it is something which is very close to gambling, and the spirit of gambling is found in it. Now, again, gambling is something in which one chances one's luck, and is an absolutely different affair. It's a game of chance, and this spirit is absolutely devoid in cases of insurance, for we know that insurance is dependent entirely upon help. And people, if they are in distress, if they are in some affliction, then this is an arrangement in which this affliction is compensated for. So therefore, we cannot regard gambling to be analogous in any way to insurance or the mechanism of insurance. Another objection which is raised against insurance is that often these insurance companies, they invest the pooled money in interest-bearing transactions. They lend out this money on interest. And so therefore, since this interest accrued by these companies is returned on those insurance policies, so therefore one must not benefit from that interest money. Now, again, this objection also does not carry any weight because, you see, interest is something which is forbidden for the person who charges it. It does not transfer to other people. So therefore, of course, it is something which is wrong for the insurance companies to do so. But if they transfer this money to a person who has bought their insurance policy, then of course this cannot be objected to in any way. However, if a person does not, of course, benefit from such money, it would be something very desirable, very very worthwhile on his part, something very commendable. But if he benefits from that money, it cannot be regarded as forbidden because it was primarily forbidden for the insurance company in itself to have accrued that money. If they have used this money for some other purpose, like, for example, returning it to a person who has bought an insurance policy, then since that person has not done something prohibited, so therefore it cannot be regarded as something which he has done wrong. As I said, of course, if he does not benefit even in this case and does not buy insurance policy simply because he thinks that he is benefiting from insurance, from interest money, this, of course, could be something which could be very commendable as a person who is a very righteous person. But if he does so, we cannot object in any way to this transaction. So these are the major objections which are generally raised against insurance. And as I have just analyzed, none of these carry any weight. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.